Hello and welcome. I'm Mistress Candace, and you're listening to Fun Fuck Fairy. This recording is all about having a little fun, letting me take your mind and body on a magical journey and turn you into the cock-sucking, cock-fucking little fairy you've always longed to be. Literally, this recording has no long-term effects. Everything stays contained within the experience provided. However, if you have always wanted to be a cock-sucking fairy, and you end up enjoying the reality of it, you may find yourself wanting more. But other than that, there are no suggestions or instructions to do more than I'm going to have you do here. So you're nice, safe, sound, and secure. So let's get started. I want you to get nice and comfortable, laying flat on your back, arms to your sides, legs straight out in front of you, uncrossed. The darker the room, the deeper you'll go, so make sure there is no outside stimuli to interfere. Close your eyes. Shut out all the world around you. For this magical journey goes inward, away from the surface of your reality. Breathe in the clean, clear oxygen. Let it break up all tension, concern, worry, and then expel it. Exhale and expel. Breathing in clean, clear oxygen, expelling, exhale, concern and worry. It's time to let your mind go. It's time to let your body grow calm, still. Simply imagine a beautiful spring day. Blue skies and a green meadow. You lie naked within this green meadow, safe and sound, surrounded by woods and forest. Nearby, a beautiful cascading waterfall, where water flows down a series of steps until it merges gently with a calm, still body of water at the bottom. I want you to see, to imagine a waterfall with 11 steps. Each step different from the next step in a variety of ways. Some steps are wide, others narrow. Some the water flows across slowly, gently, and others a swift flow of water down to the next. Some ledges are wide enough to walk across, while some are just enough room to balance on. As you view this beautiful waterfall, as you let this image take over your conscious thoughts, it grows in size. It fills your entire view, filling the whole of your vision. It is a beautiful sight. All that water coming from who knows where, going on a journey which will take who knows how long. As you watch the image grow, you will notice that you are getting smaller, smaller, and smaller. Until you are so small, you are so small and light that you can fit perfectly on a leaf. And you can gently slide down the waterfall into the soft, calm, gentle body of water below. Imagine you're small enough now, standing at the top of the waterfall, gazing down into the clear, fresh water that gurgles at your feet. You look around. You find a comfortable leaf, yet strong enough to bear your weight. You gently manipulate the leaf to the water's edge. You climb aboard and settle in nice and comfortable. The leaf beneath your little naked body. You shove off from the bank and let the smooth water begin to take you down on that magical journey, and you drift across the first wild step, across the cool, refreshing water, and the gentle current carries you safely to the very edge of the first step, and you gently bobble down the next. This step is rather narrow. It seems that almost instantly you are swirling down deeper towards the stream. The third step, neither wide nor narrow. You take your time, drifting across and down deeper all the time. Number four has a rocky formation in its center, and you aptly guide your leaf around it, going down and deeper towards the next step, down towards that calm body of water. And as you get closer to that calm body of water, you can see beneath you, on either side of that body of water, you can see trees, a forest, beautiful, green, natural. For you are going into a state, into a place, natural and comfortable, somehow familiar. As you go deeper, the waterfall becomes more familiar. The fifth step, a bit awkward because it's broken in places, but it doesn't matter. You know this place. You know how to get around it. An exhilarating feeling. The deeper down you go, the more comfortable you feel, because you know this place. The natural state, the natural place within you, calls to you. Number six again, a wide step. It slows your descent as you drift across it. The view, magnificent from here. Above you, all the steps you have come down so far, and on the other side of the cliff, hidden from view, the surface of life. You are going down, and while below you is still what to come, you are feeling more and more a part of this natural state. And as you land, step seven, you smile, for you indeed know this place. And now it's easy. Everything gets easier as you let that current, that flow, take you deeper down your journey. Step eight, delightful sight. A deep pool worn into it from timeless erosion by the water. You trail your eye to the gentle, cool water. It feels so comfortable. You so relaxed. Step nine, a little narrow, a little bumpy, but it adds a little excitement as you quickly get taken deeper down the water. Almost there now, you can see that gentle, calm body of water. You can see the sandy shores all around it, the trees, the magnificent trees, the forest. You can smell the fresh air of this natural place, untouched by any humans. and step 10. Wide and flat, inviting you to continue going down. You slide across this step and down to the very last, most comfortable step. One step away from that calm body of water. And as you allow that gentle leaf, that soft and strong leaf, carry you down, down that last step, into the cool, calm body of water. And you've never felt so at home, so relaxed, so thoroughly comfortable, as you simply drift away, drift deeper and deeper into this magical place, into this natural state of being, where everything exists in its raw, pure state of being. Here is where you belong, you know that now. And as you float gently, easily, through this calm body of water, as you see the white virginal sandy shores on either side of you, surrounded by the forest of beautiful, magnificent trees of green. You see the baby blue sky above you with gentle white puffy cotton candy clouds as they lazily float by. Such a dreamy place. Such a perfect place. Here you feel safe. And now you flow to the water's edge. For even this body of water comes to an end. At the very end, you see the white virginal sandy shore tucked neatly within the trees, within the forest. A white house with pink shutters and pink doors. A pretty house. Something you've seen before, but can't remember where, can't place your finger on it. Your leaf slides up to the sandy shores in your little tiny body. Slides off the leaf. You look down and you see your little teeny tiny feet and the little teeny tiny footprints they make as you walk towards this beautiful house. This white and pink house that you somehow know. You walk up to the pretty white door. You wrap your tiny little fingers around the doorknob. You push the door open, and a beautiful radiant light comes streaming through the threshold, wrapping around your body so warm, so comfortable, so inviting. You step into the light through the threshold, closing the door behind you. The door dissolves, and as your eyes adjust to the light, you look around and you know this place. All the furniture is pink. The walls, white and pink wallpaper, crystal chandeliers. It's a Barbie house. It is Barbie's house. You know this house. As you look around, you notice no doors, no windows. They've all dissolved. But the pretty pink plastic furniture, the lights, the closets, the clothes, it's all here. On the far end of the room, you see what looks like a makeup mirror. You're dying to see how you look because you know you've got little tiny hands and little tiny fingers. Your step is very small, very light. So you very gently, softly move towards what looks like a makeup mirror. As you get there, you see it's not a mirror. It's a window, and you can see the forest through the window. The large, beautiful trees. And then Barbie walks up to the window, and she's trying to talk to you. You're taken aback, just for a moment. Barbie's talking to you. You are in her house, and she's locked out. She wants in. She's motioning and signaling, but you don't understand. Those big Barbie eyes, those pretty Barbie lips, that pretty Barbie body in a little Barbie bathing suit. And she wants in, but you're in her house. And you triggered all the doors and windows to disappear. But you're magic. You can see your reflection. It's foggy. You can see your reflection in the window. Your little fairy reflection. You're tiny, you're small. You can see little tiny wings fluttering. You are magic. You can let Barbie in. Press your hands to the window. Your little tiny hands press to the window. Barbie presses her hands to the window. And you can feel the warmth on the palms of your hands, the warmth on the palms of Barbie's hands. And as you feel the warmth, you can feel Barbie coming in through your body, the conduit. Barbie being sucked in, comes in through your body, in through the window. But as Barbie comes into Barbie's house, into Barbie's territory, you are now in Barbie's body. Looking through Barbie's eyes, you see what Barbie sees. You feel what Barbie feels. You're a little tiny fairy who's been sucked into Barbie's world, into Barbie's house, into Barbie's body. And Barbie knows you're there. And she just doesn't care. You're inside Barbie's body, and she'll go where Barbie goes. And Barbie has a date. Barbie saunters over to Barbie's closet. She picks out a red chiffon dress, the breasts all sequins, and red fluffy high-heeled shoes with red ruffled panties. She takes them to her full-length mirror. She slides them on her perfect Barbie body. And you see what she sees as she wiggles her hips, as she adjusts the spaghetti straps, as she admires the way her Barbie body looks in this beautiful, sassy red dress. She's giggling. You're going to feel what she feels, and you feel the excitement, the anticipation. Barbie's expecting company, and she wants to look good. You feel her excitement, her anticipation, and then you hear the doorbell ring, and looking through Barbie's eyes, you see Barbie running to the door. She opens the door, and there stands a perfectly chiseled man. Not a G.I. Joe, not a Ken, no. A man, a shirtless man. His body, his eight-pack abs, his muscles. He's wearing leather chaps, leather assless chaps. It's a male stripper. She's hired a male stripper, and she's giddy with glee, jumping up and down, and you look into your little Barbie hands, and you can see what she sees, fistful of ones. Barbie goes running to her little plastic couch and has a seat as the beautiful, well-developed, well-muscular male walks over to her little Barbie couch and starts to dance between her little Barbie legs. And you can see your little Barbie hand sticking little dollars into his G-string, into his chaps. He begins to grind. his hips moving round and round. He's getting closer to Barbie, getting closer to you. You're longer for the ride. There's nothing you can do. You can only enjoy as she enjoys, and she does enjoy. As he gets closer, she gets more excited. As he grows beneath those chaps, her panties grow wet. Your panties grow wet. You can feel your hips start to jive. You can feel Barbie's body, her curves responding to the jiving man in front of her. She wants him. You want him. What she wants, you want. You are inside Barbie's beautiful body. And you can feel this gyrating man lusting after you. Oh, you want him. You want him. Your hands, Barbie's hands, reaching out, pulling down those chaps, pulling it down to expose that big, beautiful, fleshy piece of meat that's already grown hard. She gasps. Ooh, you can feel her excitement. Her excitement is your excitement. Oh my God, that cock is so hard, so big. You want it so badly. You reach out, you touch it. You touch it, you know she's going to feed on it. She's going to feed you like the little fun fairy you are. And you can't wait. You can't wait. You want to scream. You want to tell her to lower her lips fast and complete. But she's licking, kissing, touching, fondling. And you feel your lips kissing, touching, fondling. Your body responding, her body responding. It's so hot. You can feel the warmth of his body. And he's starting to get anxious as he slides that big piece of meat between your eager little lips. It's as though he knows you inside, Barbie. He knows he's getting two to suck his cock for the price of one. And he's thrusting your head down deeper and deeper. Saying, suck it, little fairy. Come on, you little fairy, suck it. Oh, and you are. You are sucking. You're a hungry, horny little fairy with a wet pussy and a juicy mouth in need of more. A hungry little Barbie whore in need of more. And as though he can sense it, he reaches out and he drops your spaghetti straps on your red dress, exposing your Barbie boobs big, round and heavy. He lies down on the ground before you like a meat buffet. You crawl on top of him. You slide yourself between his legs, those stripper thighs, those beautiful stripper thighs, and you begin to lower your pretty little Barbie pussy down on him. Oh, yes, it's so wet. Your juices are already drip, drip, dripping down that big, fat, meaty cock as you slowly lower yourself. You feel him entering you, filling you. Oh, yes. And like the fun fuck fairy you are, you just want to spin around. You want to be the spinner. You want to spin, but you're the fun fuck fairy. And Barbie is making you fuck. You're trapped inside her body, the little magical fairy you are. There's no escape. And you couldn't, even if you wanted to, and you don't. He feels so good, and as you bounce up and down, you can feel those big Barbie boobs bouncing up and down. Oh, it's so fat. It's the fattest cock you've ever felt. You're the fun fuck fairy. The fun fuck fairy. So you fuck. And you fuck. And you fuck as he reaches up. This beautiful mouse stripper reaches up, getting a handful of Barbie boo. But you feel it too. You feel it even though you feel a little detached from it. You feel everything she feels. It's like a hand wearing a glove. You feel it and don't feel it. Feel it. Oh, God, it feels so good. Ride it, you fuck fairy. Ride it, let him pinch your tits. Let his thrusting cock go deep inside your hungry little pussy. You're a fuck fairy. That's what I brought you here for. To be the fun fuck fairy. To feel what it's like to get fucked. To be used. To have your holes used. To be desired. To be the object of someone's sexual desire. And you are. He knows you're in there. He knows as he fucks Barbie, he's fucking you both. And he's smiling. Just like me. We both know you're the fun fuck fairy. Nobody here doesn't know that. Write it harder. Come on. Write it harder. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. You're the fun fuck fairy, and you're gonna take it as hard as you can get it. Deeper. And harder. And deeper. And harder. Oh, yes, rub. Barbie starts to rub her pussy. She's gonna come all over his cock. You are gonna come all over his cock. She can see his body is twitching as he fucks her harder. And she wants to come with him. And you, the fun fuck fairy, are gonna come with him. He's gonna fill your pussy. And you're gonna come on him. Let's go. It's coming. Fun fuck fairy fucks. Fun fuck fairy fucks. Harder. Faster. Rub it. Boobs bouncing. Fun fuck fairy fucks. Fun fuck fairy fucks. Here it comes. Here it comes, yes. Body's twitching. Bouncing. Skin slapping. Flesh to flesh. Here it comes. Here it comes. Yes. 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 Here it comes. Oh, God, yes. You are the fun fuck fairy, and it feels so good, so right, for you are in your natural habitat, in your natural state, where being a fun fuck fairy is as natural as breathing. You're a good fairy. My fairy. And I'm going to take you a lot of places. But right now you're just going to let your body go limp. Loose slack, worry about the mess later. See Barbie laying across the floor naked, looking up at the ceiling. I'm going to rise you up and out of Barbie. Up and out. You're going to rise up like a feather on summer breeze. Rise over the little cottage nestled in the woods. Back up to consciousness. Very light like a fairy would. Rising up now one. Flutter your little wings. Keeping your eyes closed. Two. Rising up softly. You are the fun fuck fairy. Three. Flittering up. so tiny and small, loosey-goosey, four, almost up. You're all so light now. And five.
Wide awake. Open your eyes, nice and wide, eyelashes to eyebrows, and take in a nice deep breath. You were a wonderful fairy. And as a fairy, you have the ability to go anywhere. I look forward to our next journey together. Until then, have a wickedly dumb night.